Prime Creator and 1. Predictions for 2015 Prime Creator. I am delighted to speak with you about what we see for all of you in the coming Earth year, for it is an exciting, historic time for all the cosmos, and your beloved Terra is at the center of it all. First, let me explain to you who I am. There is some confusion in the channeling community about who Father and Mother God are, and what my relationship is to you and to One, the source of all things. I will tell you. I have been mostly in the background for the past few years because we wanted to gradually introduce you to the Ascended Masters, the Animal and Elemental Kingdom, and your galactic brothers and sisters so that you would develop a wider knowledge of your part in the life of the universe all around you. Recently you have been taught by your lightworkers, including our beloved channel who brings my words now, that you are masters yourselves, an integral part of the unfolding drama which is the ascension of planet Earth. I take a great interest in your well-being and your growth, because I am the one who is the creator of your universe which I have called Nevadaya, and all it contains. Within your universe, the many galaxies and star systems have been created by me and my twin, Omara, together with the great masters who also became creators in their own right. For instance, Horus and Isis, also known as Alcyone and Mother Sekhmet, are the creators of your Milky Way galaxy, with my cooperation and support. Because of our very loving and close relationship, for they are my soul children, they sometimes take a role of Mother and Father God in order to speak with you, with my complete agreement, as the voice of God. The creation of souls, as well as the creation of the human race, has been our job description, you might say. I am known in the higher realms as O'Hara, or by the amusing nickname, PC. I am not the only prime creator, since there are many universes, but we are among the oldest of the children of One, whom we all see as our great creator, the Father of all. One will speak with you as well about his/her vision for all along the present timeline you inhabit. Predictions from O'Hara, Prime Creator. Now I will give you some predictions about what you are likely to see on your planet in the coming year, but I would like to include the present season in those predictions, since you will likely read this before the year is done. The first dramatic shift in the way life is lived on Earth will begin in October of 2014 and will continue in quick sequence to revamp the way all social, political, educational, medical and scientific institutions operate. The first phase will involve the release of billions of dollars of the Saint Germain Trust, which will be used to pay off all war debts for all countries on the planet. This will release financially strapped countries from the terrible psychological and economic burden of continuing to carry the ravages of war on their balance sheets. The next phase, with help from the Raven Meter and Wanda Fund, will help to pay off the national debt of the United States, making the already defunct IRS completely unnecessary and obsolete. The Federal Reserve is already being dismantled and sold off to the Chinese, so all economic and legal systems will evolve naturally to be replaced by NDSARA. I will not spend time here to describe in detail what NDSARA is, because you can learn all about it on various internet sites. I suggest you learn about the history of this new developing system that will change everything about daily life in the U.S. and then across the planet. Nearly 200 countries have signed on to adopt the new systems as of this writing in mid-October. As it unfolds in a step-by-step process, many will be astonished by the swift demise of the United States corporation and return to constitutional law, which will emerge into being as if by magic. Of course, it has been many years of behind-the-scenes work by dedicated lightworkers who will become known to all in the coming months. You have heroes among you, dear ones, and their identities will amaze and delight you. enormous amounts of money will be available from the Saint Germain trusts to pay off all personal debt, including credit cards, mortgages, car loans and college loans, to free all individuals from the yoke of debt that has enslaved humanity. No one will be excluded from the prosperity packages. Our talented hackers laughter have already determined the account numbers and names of every bank account in the world, and will be funding all of them. Remote villages and indigenous populations will be reached by special arrangement to provide for their needs. The waves of prosperity will wash across the planet like a warm bath, allowing poverty-ridden areas of the globe to be lifted by providing clean water, food and decent lodging for those in need. People from all walks of life will join in this effort, putting their energy and time into the selfless work of helping their fellow man, just because they can. The personal wealth which will result from the currency revaluations will be used with open-hearted generosity in creative and original ways, resulting in a dramatic rise in the feelings of trust and camaraderie across borders. The so-called Ebola pandemic will be stopped in its tracks by the use of two simple and effective treatments, NanoSilver, developed by Dr. Rima Labo, and MMS, a solution of chlorine dioxide developed by Jim Humble. Both are effective antimicrobial treatments that will eliminate the United States patented disease, which will be exposed as the cabal-inspired false flag disaster that was intended to restore the power of those who would benefit from martial law and greater restrictions on personal freedoms. It will not succeed because of all of you who will help provide the treatments, and because of the reach of your internet information networks. A second global threat, the murderous rampage of ISIS, whose name is designed to cast aspersions on our dear ISIS, will also be stopped in its tracks, first by the revelation that it is not a homegrown radical religious group at all, but a PSE ops intrigue, funded and managed by the United States CIA, Israeli Mossad and Saudi intelligence factions. The rabid religious attitudes of some of the group are a product of sophisticated brainwashing techniques and training as assassins. The controllers have preyed on unemployed, desperate young men who were lured into their ranks by the promise of high pay and recognition. Once the funding for these death groups is shut off, with the demise of the Federal Reserve and similar bankroll operations, the rebellion will die a quick death and their black ops leaders will be prosecuted and jailed for crimes against humanity. During the first 6 months of the year, you will see dramatic changes in agricultural methods and food production as people shift quickly from a meat protein diet to organically grown vegetables and fruits. The arrogant GMO companies will be bankrupted by global refusal to use their products, and family farms will make an enormous resurgence as funding becomes available for education and scientific help for farmers who wish to go organic. All the above improvements will be accelerated by the development of free energy technology. It will not be necessary to invent or develop new technologies. They are already fully operational, ready to be adapted to single household or skyscraper capacity units. The technology itself was used in the destruction which took place on 9/11. See Judy Wood's carefully researched book, Where Did the Towers Go? For the proof that this technology is available just around the corner, in the hidden depths of secret government research centers, beyond the reach of most of your elected officials. The doors will be broken down and the technologies, originally traded by the Galactic Dark Ones to your secret cabal, will be released for the good of humanity. So you see, dear ones, the world you will live in 1 year from now will be unrecognizable to you, even in your fondest dreams. You have made it possible by raising your vibrations to the fifth dimensional levels necessary to accomplish your ascension. You are already there, and your beloved Mother Terra is lifting you gently into ever higher dimensions as she heals and rises to become the paradise planet which was her promised destiny since her creation. And now I will turn over this discussion to our Great One, the Source of all things, the Eternal One, with appreciation for having been given the privilege of bringing this news of triumph and celebration to you. Predictions for 2015 from 1. Thank you, dear O'Hara. Yes, I am here to speak with you, our beloved children of planet Earth, because of the momentous shifts occurring on your planet. You, beloved ones, who had so long thought of yourselves as alone in the universe, are now learning just how much company you really have in this teeming cosmos. You have learned to listen to the voices of your trees. You see the loving gestures of the cetaceans who have cared for you over the eons, and you feel a sense of connection and community with one another across the planet as you have never done before. Differences melt away in the high vibration of the energies I am sending you to lift you out of the heavy third dimension, to the new configuration as crystalline bodies which will allow you to thrive in higher dimensions. We send you these love vibrations with great pleasure and joy, watching your individual responses with interest. Some of you complain and hold your heads with puzzlement as your brain throbs with the high vibrations. Others have become accustomed enough to shrug and move on to your daily meditations, searching for new sensations to ponder and absorb. This is a good policy, because the roller coaster effects of these high energies will continue into the new year, as your beloved Terra lifts herself ever higher. The coming year will be one of new adventures, new friends, expanding expectations, and an evolving, changing inner experience of yourselves. The you thought you were is already opening, like the lotus flower you are fond of using as your illustration of growth and blossoming. So too will you grow in new and exciting ways. You are learning to take command of every thought, feeling and action, to reach deeply into your once hidden unconscious mind to uncover all secrets, renovate all dark corners, and celebrate as you do so. The coming year will bring a new attitude in all the minds and hearts of humankind, in which you will at last truly learn the meaning of forgiveness and unconditional love. Most of you have applied these understandings in an old way, by forcing yourselves to accept things you did not like or which gave you pain, because you did not want to object and seem judgmental. Well, beloveds, you are now ready for a new level of discernment in which you can stand by your principles while seeing that this is the most loving approach to life. When you refuse to accept uncomfortable or unpleasant conditions, you are raising the bar, inviting others to join you in the higher vibration. Being unconditional in your love does not mean you approve or condone destructive or mean behavior. It means that you know the difference. You do not partake in the destruction yourself, either as accomplice or victim, and that you send the energies of unconditional love to the offender, from a safe distance. I do not ask you, beloved ones, to sacrifice yourselves in the name of love. Never would I ask you to remain in a relationship or a partnership that causes you pain or suffering. This is not my way. The struggles and unpleasantness on the planet are the result of lingering dark thought forms, the remnants of thousands of years of teachings from the dark ones who have controlled you psychologically, physically and economically. This time is done. All contracts which bound you to living a life amongst the dark ones have been fulfilled. No karma, no past lives, no agreements having to do with your lifetime here require any gratuitous or unrequested suffering. Your guides and angels will be working hard to ensure that no difficulties other than those you have specifically requested for your own growth be allowed to enter your lives. This means that any difficulty you encounter in your lives in the coming year is designed to your own specifications to help you resolve a bit of remaining stuckness. Your higher self is working with your guides to provide those lessons now, as gently and effectively as possible. The adventure you have chosen, to raise yourselves within the space of one lifetime, is unprecedented in the history of this universe or any other. Your beloved Sananda is with you every step, as are your other loving ascended masters, many of whom you have learned to learn and relate to with great closeness. We are offering you every possible assistance now, but there is still an element of this process that many of you have not yet fully grasped. You must do the work of delving deeply, deep self-diving, as O'Hara has called it, if you are to shake off the deeply ingrained shadows of belief, opinion, conviction, an attitude that were bequeathed to you by the Dark Ones. You see, this will be the year of revelation in every way, but for each of you the most crucial element of those revelations will be the ones between you and yourself, and between you and me. We are one, you and I am pure love. It is your destiny to grow, day by day, to reach the place within yourself where you too are pure love, and to live there, every moment of every day. I embrace you, I breath the breath of life into your being. You are my beloved, and I am yours. We will never be parted, for I will remain in love with you no matter where you go or what you do. I welcome your love, but even if you forget me or ignore my presence, I continue to love you without end. Our joyful experience of unity depends only upon your acceptance of our pure love. Turn to me, beloved one, and we will bask in endless light together. We are one. I am yours eternally. One transcribed by Catherine E. May, October 16, 2014, 11 p.m., New York.